It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to Maine Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here for you every Sunday afternoon and 24-7 with extra shows, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows at davejanda.com. I am honored to have back with me for our final segment today an incredible patriot and an incredible hero, General Tom McInerney. For those of you not familiar with Tom's background, for 35 years, General McInerney served as a pilot, commander, and strategic planner in the United States Air Force. Tom retired from military service as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. General McInerney graduated from the United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. He also attended the Armed Forces Staff College and the National War College. Tom is also an incredible author, has authored a number of books with our good friend General Paul Vallely, such as Invisible Treason and Beyond Treason. It is my privilege, pleasure, and honor to welcome back Tom McInerney. General McInerney, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dave. Good to be back with you.
Tom, on behalf of myself, obviously, and all of our listeners, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family on the loss of your great patriot partner in life, your wonderful wife, Mona. And we know that you will carry on with your efforts as it relates to enhancing the freedoms and liberties of every American and every person of the world. But we all express our deep sympathies for your loss.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dave. The loss of the love of my life, but the dear Lord gives us different burdens, different crosses, and we take them. We'll be together sometime soon.
Tom, we just celebrated our 250th anniversary of our founding of our Constitutional Republic. If we had a means of teleporting George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and John Adams and all of our founding fathers and mothers back to us here now in 2026, and if we took them on a tour of the states, brought them to every state capital where they could, you know, get a little hint of what's happening in each state, and then brought them to Washington, took them to the White House, then took them to Capitol Hill for several days to wander around and kind of gather their observations, and then took them to the Supreme Court, gathered more observations. Tom, what do you think they would say?
Well, I think they would say, Dr. Dave, that you have a democratic republic if you can keep it.
Yeah, good point.
And we know you are being challenged today. And there's so many things going on that are threatening our democratic republic. And fortunately, we have anchors like yourself that are continually reviewing that, where we are, but we have some very serious issues that we are facing. We're facing a election issue that goes back to 2020 that the president talked about a week or so ago. We have a Democratic Socialist Party that is really a communist party. Mm-hmm. Never before have we been threatened. After World War II, there was a threat, and they stamped it out. But we have some great challenges that we are facing as a nation. I will say this: the dear Lord has given us a president who is strong-willed, who makes tough decisions, and who I believe will get us through this period that we're going through. But I think they would be very concerned, very happy that we made 250 years, mm-hmm. but concerned now. Will we make another 250 years?
And Tom, you've been on the front line on this. You've taken immense grief. You've been targeted for your exposure of an issue you brought up, that being the election fraud. You know, Tom, the president gave, I thought, a really great speech on July 16th to the nation from the White House as it relates to election fraud. You know, Tom, when he spoke about all of this, I thought of you, actually, and I thought, you know, this is the information that Tom McInerney and a number of other folks, Mary Fanning, Alan Jones, Sidney Powell, General Flynn, Kirk Wiebe, myself, a number of other folks had been speaking about. Well, you started speaking about your concern for the fraud. You came on our radio show 2 days before the election and spoke about your concern. But had been speaking about it. I thought, you know, this is a great speech, but, you know, imagine he did have, not all, but a lot of this information in his hands in December of 2020. And there were people around him, like Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, and his attorney, Cipollone, and a number of others who told him not to pursue things, even some family members of his. But in fact, Tom, am I wrong by coming to the conclusion that, my gosh, if he just had listened to Tom and a number of other folks that and had this speech and delivered it in December of 2020, maybe we wouldn't be in such a part of this, at least part of this mess that we are today. Am I reading that wrong?
No, you're spot on. As a matter of fact, in your program in March of 2017, I had my first inkling of what was going on with the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. And so articulated it. But as time gathered in the 4 years of the Trump administration, and then 2020, as you said, 2 days before the election, I came on your program and discussed it. And
you also went on, and you also, and the next day you went on Steve Bannon's program, correct?
That's correct.
Now, Tom, here's an interesting point. Steve, after you came on Bannon's program and spoke about what you spoke the day before on our radio show about your concern about the election being thrown to Biden, that the vote would be stopped, that all of a sudden their votes would be flipped in machines and this would go on over days and several weeks. Did Steve Bannon ever have you back on his show after that?
Never did. Interesting.
And another thing that people are unaware of, Tom, You can name names if you wish, but there were people in the then Trump 1.0 administration surrounding the president who blew smoke at you for bringing up that information, correct?
Correct. So we have a problem, Dr. Dave.
Yeah, we do.
We have a problem, and the issue is, you can say, well, 2024, it was resolved. And the question is, what's going to happen in 98 days, 99 days
right
before? I'm getting vibes right now,
yeah,
that they are going to reintroduce that technology. Now, just so everybody understands, because I've talked about hammer and scorecard, but when I was in the Air Force, my job was to kill terrorists.
Right.
And I was the commander of at that time when we attacked Colonel Gaddafi in Libya in 1996, April, that the largest attack against terrorism in our history. Ronald Reagan was the president. Now, what I'm leading into is, the Obama administration, under John Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and others, took the technology that we were using to go after terrorists,
mm-hmm,
and they converted against the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And you had to have very high security clearances. Well, I found this out through certain people and through certain sources that they, in fact, what I used to go against Colonel Gaddafi, they were using to go against President Trump. Mm-hmm. And it fit very easily, because mm-hmm. that was very easy to convert signals intelligence and what we were doing. And so I could talk about it from the political side that I knew and how easy it was to do with our voting system. And that's why it fit in and why I stood up so quickly. And after all these years, here we are in 2026. It's going to be 10 years next year that we've been talking about this. Mm-hmm. And the American people do not know about it. Mm-hmm. The mainstream media is not taking points that you have the courage for you and I, when we discuss it, to tell the rest of America. And even the president was guarded. This is the first layer of what the president talked about 2 weeks ago from the White House on Thursday night. And people don't want to admit that Barack Hussein Obama was committing treason. Now, General Valley and Mary Fanning and I and Ray DiLorenzo have written two books that you quoted, Beyond Terror and Invisible Treason in America, that discuss this at great length and how they took this technology and converted it in the battleground states. Now you say, well, we beat them in 24. In 24, they had an accident, let me put it that way.
Right.
But what are they going to do
right.
in 26?
In 28.
In 28. Yeah. Power is the only thing the Democratic Party wants. Mm-hmm. They don't care about defending the Constitution. And that's what we as Americans, whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent, must understand. The Democratic Socialist Party is a communist party. Socialism is the front door of communism. And that means you won't own your own home. You won't do a host of things. Look at who the mayor in New York City is today. Look at these people that are coming. Look who you've got in Michigan. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That are talking about this. And so it's something that every American must be aware of. And the Democratic Party is no longer the party that was directed to protect the Constitution. They are violating the Constitution, and they're committing treason. And our books articulated very well. Yet, the mainstream media, Fox News, who I worked for 16 and a half years, does not mention it at all. Did not look into the 2020 election. Fox News, Sean Hannity, none of their anchors have gotten into it because their leadership was complicit. And all I can say is, Dr. Dave, until we get the mainstream media to reach in and grab this, we're going to have a problem.
Well, in fact, Tom, the only person, one of the very few people that was supportive of looking at the facts and the data as it related to the 2020 election was Lou Dobbs. And they fired Lou. They got rid of Lou.
Exactly.
And everyone else, as you said, Hannity, even when Tucker Carlson was there, he was making fun of Sidney Powell and Sidney Powell's pushing on getting the information out on the documentation of the fraud.
Exactly.
And you know, Tom, you mentioned, this is an important point, I believe, that many people are not speaking about, but you have this Democratic Socialists of America, of which Mamdani in New York is a member, and this El Sayed, who's running for Senate here in Michigan, and a number of other folks. You know, Tom, if there had been accountability in the 2020 election to the point where the data was never presented in front of a court of law, right? It was always on somebody doesn't have standing, so the court isn't going to listen to it, right? The true data has never been brought in front of a court of law. If President Trump had given this speech in December of 2020, because we know for a fact, and we've had them on our platform, Sidney Powell, General Flynn, Pat Byrne, had brought data to the president in the Oval Office that revealed what was done and how it was done. If that had been presented, I contend, and you can have at me, Tom, if you believe I'm off, that if the data had been heard, I believe Joe Biden would not have been certified by a complicit Congress, which also involved Mike Pence, by the way. And correct. If that would have been the case, President Trump would have continued in his presidency in 2021. And I believe the Democrat Socialists of America, because of that four-year hiatus with Biden and Harris and that goat rodeo, they never would have gotten their land legs to the point where Mamdani would be mayor of New York at this point, and a number of these Democrat Socialists of America of puppets and candidates, they wouldn't have any standing at this point. Am I reading that wrong?
Nope, you're spot on, Dr. Dave. You're spot on. And so the danger is, and the president is, I don't know what his strategy is, but I think he wanted to do the things he's done to get his second term off to a good start. And he has $19.2 trillion in investment in America, a whole host of things, getting the economy down and the inflation down. And then all of a sudden, Iran pops up, that they're about to go nuclear. And he's right. He had the courage to challenge that. So what he's been cautious. I say what he said on his first and what he brought out is what China's involvement mm-hmm. in the election was. Mm-hmm. And because they now have hammer and scorecard, mm-hmm. and they used it in the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't say that mm-hmm. because he, in fact, has been in briefed on this top secret special access program. And so he's got to be very careful what he says. The CIA is still using that program. It's a very good software program. But the fact is, it's not disclosing what Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, John Brennan, yeah. all of them mm-hmm. did and misused against the Republican Party. And so it's important because they're going to try it again.
Yep.
All I can tell you is they're going to try it again, and hopefully they'll have another accident. And that'll be a new book on 2024, but it is a danger to democracies.
Yes. Tom, I want to touch on another issue. A number of folks asked me, our listeners, that when you come back on, that I address this with you, and that is, there is a section in the National Defense Authorization Act that has been renumbered. It was initially Section 224. It's now Section 219. And the House of Representatives recently passed it. It's now on its way to the Senate as a portion of the NDAA. And what it essentially does is it merges the Israeli defense technologies and forces with our United States military technologies and forces. Many people are very concerned, and as I am, Tom, very concerned about that section. And many people are interested in your take.
Well, Dr. Dave, I'm not very familiar with that. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of things going on in my life.
Yeah, right. No, you have.
And so I'm not. So I can't give you an answer on that. I do know that the Israeli-U.S. relationship has never been stronger and is more vital to our success in the Middle East. And that's why what President Trump did in against Iran is so important. I was in Iran in a CENTO exercise in 1972. And the Shah was still running the country. And in those days, Iran and so many other countries were part of CENTO. We no longer have CENTO, the Central Treaty Organization. But it was the Jimmy Carter administration that got rid of the Shah.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible, terrible mistake. And now they would use nuclear weapons if they had them. Mm-hmm. President Trump is absolutely spot on to do what he's doing. I think he's got to go further. I think he's got to take out the IRGC and do that with the Iranian people. And we've got to arm the Iranian people and do other things. But they're not going to give up what they have. They're going to fight to the end. And it's very important that we back him. And here we have the Democratic Party that is not backing him. It is not backing our military forces. It is challenging our defense budget right now. And so I think we have some very tough issues in front of us. And we've got to resolve them and back President Trump.
General Tom McInerney, I would like to thank you for all that you have done, are doing, and will do. I thank you folks for joining us. Until next time, Dave Janda signing off. Dream big and dare to fail. Thanks for being with us.